Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Listening to All That Jazz Now. Can you believe that? All That Jazz Now. And the elections are kind of over. We still got more votes to count. But it looks like the Dems did a pretty good job. We still got a very important race in Georgia. That's going down to the wire. But I think we're going to be victorious. Now, I can't say for sure, because I wasn't in the back room counting the votes. But I think we're going to come out okay. Now, I wish Stacey Abrams would have became governor, but, you know, she didn't. But I know she's going to run again, and she's going to win. That's just my predictions. All right, we got a great jazz show listed for you tonight. Man, I worked all day, and I'm tired. I moved bricks around. I'm building a new patio, and I finally got it to where I can even them out and have a new patio, where I can invite people over and they can enjoy my outside studio. Oh, man, it's going to be so nice. Now you won't be able to come the next year, so don't get excited. But we got some good programs coming up for you, too. The new Black History Calendar I'm working on, crazy. My two new books I'm working on, crazy. The Black History Awards, the Black History Gallery, the Black History. I'm just black. I'm so black, it's hard to even see me nowadays. All right, let's get to the show. 7:05, man, my board is lighting up with blue lights. These people are tuning in, checking it out, running around, cheering. Now, not cheering, like the cheering that we talk about, but cheering. Okay, let me get to Joe Sample. He's going to start our show off. The truck is called Carmel. And yes, I learned about Joe Sample from my older brother Marvin. ladies and gentlemen, Josephus.
Yay!
Josephus. That was a track called Carmel, and Joe Sample was bad, man. And of course, yes, my older brother Marvin, who played jazz, played the drums, introduced me to Joe Sample. And I said, man, he likes some Joe Sample too. We got a hot show for you tonight in jazz, and we cutting it. You know, you don't say we cutting it if you're not cutting it. And so that's what we do. The best jazz show on Wednesday night. Nobody else got us beat. 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into our jazz show. Or go to my website, DSMPublications.net. Hit the big red on-air button. And next year, once we launch the TV show, you'll be able to hit the little button and listen to your favorite music on our TV network. Man, I'm working so hard. If I had to rob a bank, I'm going to get it done. Now, you know I'm not going to rob a bank. But anyway, we got a track by Jackie Joyner. It's called Say Yes, and Jackie's bad. Jackie Joyner and Hot. That's all I can say. All right, man. We're going to get to some more music. And, you know, I always told you that the people take R&B songs and jazz artists like them so much. They play them as jazz. Benny King had a track out that everybody loves, Stand By Me. They even used it in a couple of movies. So Andrea said, hey, I'm going to take my saxophone and I'm going to play it. Stand By Me. Andrea. Alexandra.
just a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna peel your heart. Nah, nah, nah.
And that was Althea doing the track, Wishing on a Star. Man, my board is filled with blue lights, and I'm loving it. We're going to take a quick break. It is 7:36, as we usually do. But when I come back, we've got more great music for you on All That Jazz Now, produced by Don S. McClure.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And yes, that's me. I love when that guy does my voice overs. Don S. McClure. We got a great show going on for you tonight. One of the tracks we played was On the Move. Paul Taylor, and he's bad, man. We got another track that we're going to play by Paul Taylor, but in the meantime, we got to do Nancy Wilson for you jazz lovers. Can't take my eyes off of Don. I mean you. I mean Don. I mean, no, the song is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. My mother used to always say, Don, do you have to put your name in all the songs? I said, yes, mother, yes.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. Long last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. 'Cause you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left. Oh, but if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Oh, 'cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you.
George Duke, Phil Perry, man. And did you know I was at a jazz club one night, one of my favorites, and Phil Perry couldn't show up. They say, hey, Don, could you sing Forever? And all the ladies are, yay, come on, Don, sing. Especially that part where no one could kiss like this. They love that part. No one could kiss like this. And I like that. I love it. Hey, here's a track that I'm going to play. George Benson. And it's a track called Living in High Definition. And I liked it so much, I put it in my book, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, where the coach is driving his really beautiful car that belongs to his wife. But he's got one of the students, and he's taking her out to his house to meet his two daughters that are identical twins, and they are blind. Because he wants to encourage her. Because she can pitch 100 miles an hour, and she's partially blind. What a heck of a story. If you haven't read that, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field, you don't know what you're missing. We're going to jump to this track, Living in High Definition. Of course, that's where I live every day. High Def. Sometimes I'm a little deaf. George Benson. George Benson, my God, living in high definition. Oh, man. I love that song, George Benson. Every time I'm in the car, I just play it to the radio, say, done. 190 times? I say, yeah, 191 more. You know, all this new modern stuff. They got Dave, they got Bits, they got the chick that I can't stand on TV, Alexa, or Lixa, Lex. She'll never do what I say. I say, Alexa, find this. No, I'm not. Alexa, find, it don't exist. You think you're so smart, Don S. McClure. I ain't never seen, and some friends of mine came by and they heard her. I said, Don, is that Alexa talking to you? I said, yeah, I'm going to cut her off. Send her back to Amazon. She's probably on Amazon. We got more great music for you. Kiko Matsui, a Korean group. They're going to do a track called Clouds and Rain. That's bad. Chaka Khan, Love Me Still. Here's to Light, Just in Case. Dakota Staten. On My Mind, Capitol Records. I mean, just, God, the best jazz. I don't care what city, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Detroit, St. Louis, Mississippi, Alabama, Minnesota. You can't get away from me. They even got my picture up in the post office. Have you seen this man? He's one of the best in jazz. He's got 20 books, and he's wanted in a good way. All right, let me play this track from Korea. Then I got to take a quick break. We only got 51 more minutes, and we cutting it.
어차피 밤이 다 지나가면 눈뜰 수 없지만 또 한동안은 널 잊고 살 테니까 내 가슴속에
소리가 불안 가득 채우면 그대로 난 돌아가 차라리 난 이 비가 그치지 않았음에 내 기억 속에 살 수 있게 난 널 아프게 했던 못난 놈이니까 날 다시 품에 안을 자격도
steppers out there. If you can't step to that, man, did you hear that bass line? Man, it was down. Korea. South Korea. You know, I play a lot of K-pop, too, on my other show. So I play worldwide music and worldwide jazz and worldwide everything. I even make worldwide pancakes. And I eat sushi. No, I don't eat sushi. I eat cat food, love it, lemongrass tofu. Hold on, don't you want the lemongrass tofu? Yes, I do. All right, we're going to jump to a track. Oh, man, we got some great tracks, man. Let's see. Let me play Chaka Khan. Love Me Still. Yes, Chaka Khan sings jazz. I know some of y'all don't know that, but she does.
Wandered far, I've had
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
You're listening to All That Jazz Now. And as I said, if you don't have that book, Beyond Dreams, 9 on the Field, I don't know what you're thinking about. It's encouraging. It's refreshing. It's dynamic. It's unique. And it's just plain god darn good. So get a copy of it. And I like it when T calls and we go back and forth over my books. And she read, I Love Being a Butterfly, and we really talked about that. Now she's reading, To Have a Friend. And we go back and forth over that. Down Joey, and then Eric, and then Joey, and his girlfriend, and Angel. So she's reading that goddamn book. And I'm so proud of that. All right, we're going to get to a track. I got to decide between Just in Case or When Sunny Gets Blue. We only got 33 more minutes, so I think I better do Just in Case. And then play When Sunny Gets Blue. Dakota State.
Home, baby, before the last time. Oh, 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 mine, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call when Sunny gets blue. She breathes a sigh of sadness like the wind that stirs the trees, wind that sets the leaves to swaying like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. How she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow, she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dream fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lovely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Into a paradise.
I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
And yes, I'm telling you, if you ever want to know, ask T. I love that book. I love being a butterfly. You are so smart. You are so talented. You can write your dairy ale. Well, she don't sound like that. All right, we got more great music for you, man. We got 19 more minutes. We're almost out of here. And my board is still lit up with blue lights with people listening in. And as I said, we're keeping our eyes on the race in Georgia. Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker battle it out. So who will win and face the Republicans? Well, Herschel Walker is a Republican, so you know how that goes. But I'm rooting and cheering for Warnell. You know, Mr. Get It Done. All right, we got more great music for you. We got a track by Kiko Matsui. That's one of the greatest jazz pianists in the world. Then we got a track called Here's to Life. Oh, man, we play that so much, I just love it. So let's get it going. Then we got Exotica by Paul Taylor, our featured artist for the night. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Chico Matsuri. Whoo, man. That young lady could play a piano, man. I think she was playing piano when she was like 2.
Me want to play piano. Papa, give me piano.
Chico, you only 2.
I don't care. I want piano. I want to play.
Oh, man. Bad. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got 13 more minutes to go. And my board is lighting up with blue lights.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
It after that. Pow! I like that, man. You know, when I was producing that in the studio, I kept imagining these little string stick men, and one of them had a rubber band, and it do 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 do. Man, cutting up. I love music. Here's to Life, which is a track that I play that I love. Here's to life, and here's to you. So enjoy life. You only get one. Yes. Now, I don't know. I probably get 10, 15, 20. They say they think I'm an alien. He said, Don, for you to know so much, you sure you from the earth? And I don't know. I had to think about it. And I think I've been here before.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams. Placing bets, for I have learned that all you give is all you get, so give it all you've got. I had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Thank you. how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hello to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. For there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered and all that's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, here's to you.
Man, did you hear that? Here's to life, here's to love, here's to your joy. There is no yes in yesterday. I know I'm gonna sing tonight anyway. And I don't care what anybody has to say, 'cause here's to me. Boy, you crazy as a loon, crazy as a loon. Look, I got to get ready to get out of here. Like I said, I always play in my car. George Benson, Living in High Definition. And it's always good to take this show off on a high note. You don't want to go low. You want to go high. You want to go high, high, high. Feel better. Because, boy, I am dog-right tired. George Benson, Living High in Definition, is a bad track. George Benson could play a guitar. I mean, George is just bad, man, bad. Masquerade, just a whole bunch of good tracks. And, you know, that's the thing I like about jazz artists. They can play anything that's on the market and make it jazz. So here's to your life. If you got some problems, like I got problems, you got problems, everybody got problems, don't worry about them, because you know what? Things are going to be better. George Benson, Living in High Definition, is going to take the end of the Don S. McClure, All That Jazz. Now, on out of here, so I can get in the car and drive. Yeah, I just got new brakes, new tires.
Podia dar bem, eu tava feito.